This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listeners and viewers of this emergency transmission need to understand that you're not like part of the resistance, you are the resistance. Only human intelligence can override the censorship. The censorship's designed to be able to blunt and silence a Mike Adams or an Alex Jones. It's built a major operation to fight them. But they can't stop lots of little people, to use a cheesy Star Wars analogy. The Death Star is designed to take out big ships. It's not designed to take you out. You understand that? And so that's why when you spread the articles and the videos, and when you tell your friends and family, when you do it religiously, it moves mountains, and we're doing it together. I'm not risking my life just to get put in prison or killed for no reason. I'm risking my life because I've bet on you, and I believe in you, and I know we can turn the tide. Mike, some stations don't carry this first five, as you know. I want to come back next segment and finally drill into your big prediction article at naturalnews.com. But just gut level, if this was a football game with four quarters, where are we and how are the globalists doing? Because as horrible as this all is, I think because of what you said, the doctors and scientists that still have integrity, the globalists have bit off more than they can chew and are scared right now.
So if it's a football game, the globalists are absolutely losing the game. And so what they've done is they've brought out mortar teams. So they're trying to change the rules and drop mortars on the football players to just obliterate the entire game. That's what this is. But I got to mention, we must remember that the year of 2020 and into 2021, the entire world population was, in essence, MK-Ultra'd. So the way the MK-Ultra program works to traumatize the psychology of an individual and then to get them to submit to authority, that's what the whole world went through. It was intentional trauma, fear, social isolation, and then demands, and then now a trigger word. And this is huge, Alex. The trigger word is now Omicron. And so whenever they utter Omicron, then everybody must be immediately obedient. Like, oh, you have to take all the vaccines now. Omicron. You must lock down. Omicron. You have to give up all your rights, all your freedoms, and give up your guns. Omicron, right? That's what this has turned into. It's some kind of weird cult programming thing, but the vast majority of the people have fallen for it. And one of the reasons why, by the way, this is one of the blessings of what you have gone through and I have gone through and other people, because we have been, you know, attacked and vilified for so many years, you've actually built up a defense against that where it's not unusual to suffer an attempted attack. The average person in America has been living a relatively easy life compared to the total assaults that are happening against independent media and conservatives and Christians, right? So I'm talking about sort of mainstream leftists and oblivious, just common everyday left-wing Americans. They've had no trauma whatsoever until this thing came along, so then they fell for it instantly. They were easy to MK Ultra, and that's why they're lining up to take the death shots. Does that make sense?
It was beautifully said. I mean, this is all a giant externalization of MKUltra from the laboratory to the mass of the people. And that's why we could see what the next chapter is. And then we'll come back after break and talk about the chapter after that. What's the chapter after Omicron, the new trigger word?
Well, if it doesn't have the desired effect, they will roll out the next one in the Greek alphabet. I don't know what the next one is. Everybody can look it up. Maybe it's the Omega variant or something, or maybe we'll just call it the midterm election interference variant, because that's really what they're going to roll out. So they're going to just keep doing this as long as they keep getting away with this. And as you've said time and time again, if you comply, you die. Eventually, humanity must rise up peacefully and dismantle this insane system of psychological terrorism. Otherwise, humanity has no future whatsoever. Society cannot function if you allow your minds to be taken over by this psychological terrorism every time there's another, quote, mutation somewhere around the world that there's not even a test for, by the way. There's not even a single case in America that we've even heard of. Well, this is a joke.
I totally agree. The good news is even mainline Republican sites like Red State and the National Review that we know has been CIA for a long time, are saying this is about tyranny, this is about global social credit scores, this is about nationalizing the banks. I mean, people better get this is the main assault. Back in 60 seconds with Mike Adams to talk about the fear storm or the terror storm we're living through right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Fortune canto, fortune razzi, antifus ocellis, fortune amici, fortune razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Emergency Sunday broadcast. UN preparing to declare worldwide martial law and suspend elections. That's what this is really all about. It's the UN working through globalist leaders they control. And then on top of that, you also have the blue cities and the blue states, all following the exact orders of the UN bureaucrats who were put in the positions of power by Goldman Sachs, by JP Morgan, by Pfizer, by Bill Gates, by Moderna. And so when you see the head of the World Medical Association saying, I want forced injections, I want lockdowns, it's a new variant from the unvaccinated. No, people that have been vaccinated are twice as likely to die than even the German government admits. And scientists are pulling their hair out, but they're trying to suppress this. So they've rolled out this new variant to create hysteria, to create fear. Mike Adams of Natural News is here with us. He's about to go over his big detailed article, 10 Omicron Variant Predictions for 2022 and Beyond, Globalist Authoritarian Playbook Revealed. But he said something in the last segment that I meant to start the broadcast with. In fact, that's why it's in the headline that I wrote for the broadcast right before I went on air, that this is about suspending elections. I know Mike said it on my show at least 10 times. I know I probably said it because it's my show 100 times. He said it on his 100 times or more because I've seen him say it. Going back over a year ago, that by next winter into the spring, they are going to create total hysteria and fear. They're just getting ready like they did for a couple months, hyping up fear in China, and it'll be the same thing here. And then by February into April, into March, they are absolutely going to create as much fear as they can in January, February, March, April, May, to then say, oh, mail-in ballots, or maybe even suspend the election. And then, oh, Joe Biden's sick, he's stepping down, Kamala's the president, but don't worry, Buttigieg is gay. You see all the pre-programming. Let's talk about that first, because that was such an easy thing to predict and know that they were able to steal the last big election in 2000 using the mail-in ballots. They're going to run that same play again, Mike Adams.
Well, absolutely. They know they cannot subject their power to the voters because the voters are fed up with the Biden regime. The voters hate this new Biden America that they're suffering under with gas prices through the roof, you know, all of it. Food prices, inflation, really, by any honest accounting, inflation is now about 25%. And, you know, what that means is that your dollar in just 3 years will lose half of its purchasing power. So for every person listening right now, if you have money in the bank, you're trying to save up, let's say, to make a down payment on a home one day, your dollars will have only half their value in 3 years if this rate of inflation continues under Biden. And it won't stop because they're going to continue to print money. So they know that their policies are disastrous. And they know that they can't subject themselves to an election because they will lose so much power in the coming midterms if the election is held and if it's fair. Of course, we've got to have paper ballots, and frankly, we need a nationwide voter ID. I'm not sure if that's going to get done in some places, but we'll see. Nevertheless, the overwhelming majority of America is so much in favor of not just getting rid of Joe Biden politically, but even in bringing Trump back. Because the Trump days, now in retrospect, even from people who thought that Trump had mean tweets, the Trump days were the golden age days of our recent memory. Those were when times were good. That's when you could afford to put food on the table. You could afford to put gas in the tank. You had a job that paid pretty well, and you weren't forced to be home alone, sitting in isolation, and your kid tied into a computer on some kind of a Zoom school thing, learning nothing. I mean, it's a nightmare where we are right now in America. People want the Trump days back. So this brings up the question. Can we ever even go back and fix the 2020 rigged election? You know, Mike Lindell and others are working on those efforts. We'll see where those go. But even if that doesn't happen, the Democrats are going to be wiped out politically here in the midterms if the midterms take place. So just as you said, Alex, I know I'm repeating this, but they can't let the midterms take place or they lose power. End of story.
Well, you can't repeat that enough because everything else is a side issue. COVID is the pretext for medical tyranny, worldwide ID, carbon tax, social credit score. It's been voted on by the UN. They've said adopt the Davos Group's program. Communist China designed it with five scientists. We are going under a communist Chinese invented, big tech invented digital control collar, collapsing the world economy, bringing in a new world currency, bringing in a new social credit score and universal basic income. That's all their goals. So, of course, the banking regulator chairman job is being given to this woman who was trained by the communists in Russia and says that she wants to abolish all private bank accounts. I mean, folks, we're going into real slavery. This is not a joke.
And you wrote something, Terror Storm, there. Right before the break, I saw it reminded me of something that's really relevant here. I'm putting out an audiobook download thing next year called Terraforming. And so we're all familiar with the term terraforming, which is altering Earth's atmosphere, but I'm talking about terraforming. And I think actually Steve Quayle came up with that term, so I want to give him credit. But terraforming is shutting down fossil fuels, the things I talked about in your show a couple weeks ago, shutting down fertilizers. So you shut down what's called a Haber process. You shut down food production all around the world by shutting down fossil fuels and natural gas. And then you end up in mass starvation, famine, and a scarcity panic, which leads to more government control.
That's right. There's no mistake that human population since the Industrial Revolution 200 years ago exploded. Scientists now know that it made plants grow a lot faster and healthier. You take away just a little bit of carbon dioxide, and plants become very, very weak.
Well, that's right. And never forget, all of you watching this right now, do not forget, there's a project right now in Iowa, what's it called, like the Heartland Greenway or something, where they're building the giant machines to suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, to liquefy it, put it in pipelines, to pipe it into Illinois, and sequester it underground so
grabbing
that the world's
the gas
crops
of life.
Can't take it.
Grabbing
yes.
the gas of life.
And as I said before, this is just like the movie Oblivion, you know, with Tom Cruise, where they were sucking the ocean water off the oceans and taking it off planet. So this is what they're doing. They're taking the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and putting it underground in order to starve out the plants and destroy the food crops. Folks, this is not just a biological war. This is not just a psychological war. This is not just a political war. This is a planetary scale cosmic war against the human race, human civilization. I mean, why do you think Elon Musk is talking about escaping to Mars? Because Musk knows things that we can't even talk about here right now. He knows what's going on.
You're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, if you look at everything being done to us, it's what aliens would do to kill us and take over the planet. I mean,
yes.
Everything the globalists do only makes sense when you go, this is aliens. And I'm not an alien guy. You're not either. But you look at the attack and the genetic engineering and them saying humans are bad. We want to get rid of humans. The future's not human, the Davos Group says. I mean, this sounds like a group of people that made a deal with the devil, which the Bible tells us is a fallen creature.
Well, if you take out photosynthesis by reducing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, then you end plants producing oxygen. And then every human being on the planet dies from asphyxiation. You understand that? It's like suddenly there's nothing to breathe. Now, I'm not saying that they'll be successful in taking it that far, but that's what they want to do. I mean, I think they're going to be stopped before they get there. But seriously, you're showing clips from Oblivion. Folks, go back and watch Oblivion, because in that movie, the Tom Cruise character eventually throughout the movie gets red-pilled that he was told an entire lie about the history of the planet and that there was a war by aliens on the planet, and that the Tom Cruise character thinks he's defending Earth. He's not. He's a clone working for the aliens. Spoiler alert, by the way. And then he turns around and gets red-pilled and destroys them at the end. It's one of the best science fiction movies ever made. The writing is tremendous, and it shows incredible knowledge of our time, the level of deception that's being played against the minds of the people of planet Earth right now.
Absolutely. That's how we can predict what's going to come next. We just simply look at the globalists, how they're operating. But if you pull back to the 100,000-foot level, you see that this whole thing is to depopulate the planet. And they tell you, no, we are depopulating, and Bill Gates is running the secret geoengineering program and so much more. But yes, I did write the note here. There's a Zero Edge article called "A Fear Storm is Upon Us with the Omicron Garbage." And I just wrote the term terror storm above it because it's a terror storm, and also made a film about government-sponsored terror back in the early 2000s. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. We will then go directly into 10 Omicron variant predictions for 2022 and beyond. Globalist authoritarian playbook revealed. So they're not going to use the term COVID-19. That doesn't work anymore. So now they've got a new scary sounding name of like an alien invasion or whatever. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Take all of the injections. Don't ask questions. Let us censor you. Let us put you in quarantine camps even when you're not sick. Or Omicron will get you. And then you take the vaccine and you're twice as likely to die, according to the German and British governments. That news comes out, but they just basically smokescreen it all with their hysteria and their fear. Meanwhile, I mentioned this at the end of the last hour, but since Mike Adams was talking about energy, Biden's strategic oil reserves release will mostly go to China and India. Remember the big release of 50 million barrels of oil for the strategic oil reserve? Let us jog your memory. It was the hallmark solution promoted by the Biden administration to try and address soaring energy costs for Americans. Well, it turns out the vast majority of that oil will go to China and India. Fox News reports both. So that's where it's going. I mean, won't let us have pipelines. Shuts down our country. They are at war. They are at war with us. Mike Adams, you mentioned the brainwashing of the children, and you mentioned how under the lockdowns they're forcing us onto Zoom and all these systems where the companies can surveil their employees and where the home can be surveilled as well. It just normalizes that. All part of the multiverse, omniverse, a whole metaverse that Facebook is pushing. Well, here's a photo that when I first saw it on Instagram, I thought it was probably fake. I went and looked it up, and turns out it's real. For TV viewers, you can see this, but for radio listeners, I'll describe it for you. And it says, and the award for the most disturbing picture of 2021 goes to, there it is, and the award for the most disturbing picture of 2021 goes to, and it shows a nurse, two nurses, and a doctor, three nurses, we're not sure, but three medical people holding down an eight-year-old boy with giant Apple VR goggles over his head while they inject him with a shot that will double his chances of heart disease and that will massively increase his chances of cancer. I mean, this is real world. Well, looked it up. Turns out it's true. It's out of the Israeli news. It was picked up by the Sacramento Bee, the Associated Press. As COVID cases surge, Israel starts vaccinating young children. Around 57% of Israel's population is fully vaccinated, according to the health ministry. And when they say fully, they mean three shots. Well, now they're going to say, well, you need more and more. But, Mike, Israel has the highest rates anywhere in the world of COVID hospitalizations and deaths, doesn't it? And they're also the most vaccinated large country on earth. Is that right?
Well, the people of Israel are definitely freaking out over this new Omicron. I know that the vaccine is a complete failure in Israel. I don't know if it's the highest rate, but it's certainly among the highest. But it changes day by day. It's very bad in Israel. And even many Israeli scientists and doctors and some journalists are starting to figure out this thing is not working. Everywhere they push the vaccines is where they have more hospitalizations and deaths. But that photo that you just showed, this is the perfect depiction of our time, which is they want your mind to be sucked into the metaverse. You know, Zuckerberg's virtual reality or augmented reality. That's grabbing your mental focus while then they destroy your biology in the physical 3D world with a spike protein that eats you from the inside. This is the perfect metaphor for our time. It's to distract your brain, destroy your body. All the people doing this, the nurses in that photo, these are criminals against humanity, in my opinion. They are criminals carrying out extermination of children. And history will show that. The question is, can we stop this before more children are sacrificed to this insane genocide? And I don't know the answer to that, but that's where we are.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mike. And again, for radio listeners, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the feeds right there, or this will be archived later tonight at band.video, and so you can just go into the middle of the second hour and find this image. But I thought before the image of Zuckerberg 6 years ago walking into his big VR conference, and he's not wearing the goggles, but everybody else is, you know, seated like they're devolving into apes with these goggles on, was the most draconian nightmare photo I'd seen. That has been absolutely overshadowed now by this, not near future, but actual events that are now unfolding, where they show it as the salve, not the courage to take the shot. No. Virtual reality is what will make it okay. It's the baby blanket you get that protects your children. And this is being pushed from Australia to the U.S. to Israel, everywhere. Wear the VR goggles when you get the shot. It'll make everything okay. It's your new blanket.
Well, they might as well also give you a blue pill and plug you into the matrix at that point, you know, actually connect to your vertebra and your skull and just put you in a bath of liquid goo and turn you into a copper top battery, right? Because that's really what this is. At this point, the function of a human being from the point of view of the globalist is nothing but a place to deposit the high profit death shots. It's an excuse of where to dump biological weapons and make a lot of money doing it. So they need your body only as a depository for biological
weapons.
That's
right. They make money while they kill off the boomers and everybody else to depopulate. Make money while they kill us.
That's it. That's it. And then to some extent with universal basic income, they need a few people to be left consuming and buying and buying and buying and wasting and so on, because they need to show, oh, the GDP is doing great. And the GDP includes the vaccine shots. So now the gross domestic product counts death shots that are mass murdering people. So the U.S. economy has become increasingly an economy where the economic activity is based on mass murder of human beings. Right now, between 20 and 25% of the GDP is rooted in healthcare. And those are old numbers. I don't know where they are now, but it's obviously going to increase. As they keep rolling out more variants, they're going to have more shots, more vaccines, more heart attacks, more cancer, for all the reasons that we've talked about. We're going to end up with maybe a third of the U.S. economy rooted in death, destruction, disease, suffering, mass murder, genocide, and that's what the U.S. economy will be.
Right. Unfortunately, there. You're right. We're going to finally get to the 10 points when we come back, but just the two minutes we have right now, things aren't going well for the globalists, even though they've launched this, so they're going ahead with the next phase because they really just can't help it. They're already committed. What can we all do to stop this? I mean, how do you see this scenario being shut down?
Well, the good news is I think that the globalists ultimately lose. Number one, we should plan for more serious lockdowns, which means you're going to have more supply chain disruptions. You're going to have more food shortages. So I know everybody's weary. I know we're all exhausted from everything that we've gone through so far, but we have to double down on our preparedness, our self-reliance. You've got to be ready for them to say you can't buy food if you're not vaccinated. You have to be ready for that. It is coming, especially in blue cities. Remember, Fauci said everything's on the table, right? So the minute
in Europe and Australia and the UK, yeah. New York, you can't buy food unless you've had the shots.
Hey, in Australia, the military's hunting down indigenous people at gunpoint and dragging them into COVID concentration camps, and there's no outcry from the human rights groups around the world. I'm sorry, maybe I'm losing my temper a little bit, but for God's sake, I mean, this is ethnic cleansing happening on the continent of Australia in full public view. They're not even pretending that it's not happening. It's right out in the open, and the Aborigine elders are screaming and crying for help, and the world is silent. How can the world be silent in the face of this? This is the Holocaust come back to haunt us now on a global scale. How can this be the human race? Gosh, I'm disappointed.
You're absolutely right. Well, I can guarantee people this. It's only going to get worse the more we submit. And so the only way to go up is up from here. They plan to just keep rolling these out, each one getting worse, and then claiming that a new variant is what's causing all the death when it's the vaccine. That's what the numbers and the facts show, and we are living in such an incredible time. We'll be right back with Mike Adams to get directly in to the 10 variant predictions for next year. Stay with us. We have launched the most important sale of the year. because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
InfoWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Yep, waging war on corruption. All right, Mike Adams is here with us. And I want to give people tomorrow's news today yet again. And I'm very sad to have to announce this, but hopefully we can stop what they're doing. If you go back 21 months ago, when this really got cranking, I said something on air. So much listeners really started complaining about it. I said, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And when there's lockdowns in the West, that causes mass starvation in the third world. And you saw the UN say, oh, my gosh, 287 million on the verge of starvation. an extra 25 million starved to death on top of the normal 20 million during last year's lockdowns. Give us billions of dollars. They tried to shake down Elon Musk. Remember that? For $6 billion. Well, if you just give us $6 billion, Africa wouldn't be starving. And Elon Musk is like, well, why is the UN keeping all the money people give them? And why are you starving people to death? And on and on and on. So you saw the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of migrants coming out of the Caribbean, but also out of Africa, joining up and marching and coming across the borders in the last 6 months. Everybody witnessed that. And so that's what you're going to see a lot more of after they're done shutting Africa down even more. So right now, using this Unicron hysteria, they're locking Africa down right now. I want to go back to Mike Adams and talk about what that's going to do with refugee numbers in the future and what he imagines this new lockdown to be like and how long he thinks it's going to go for. And then I want you to start going through your 10 predictions.
Okay, well, first of all, you're absolutely right about third world collapse and refugees, and also this gets into the terraforming, which is the collapse of the global food supply, food crop production, and the collapse of logistics and so on. So specifically, fertilizer is crucial for keeping 3.8 billion people in this world alive. And the people that are marginal, right on the edge of dying from starvation, are developing nations' populations. So when they shut down fossil fuels, they starve the third world first. You're exactly right about that. But I want to add, we're going to see refugees coming out of blue cities in America. We're going to have a refugee crisis right here domestically. People just trying to get out of the collapsing blue cities. And I mean, look at the spontaneous looting, the total loss of law and order, and what's coming next with the lockdowns that are going to be pushed because of Omicron. We're going to see almost, in many ways, a Mad Max type of scenario in certain regions of blue cities where the police just back out and say, that is not even, those are no-go zones. We can't even go. They're going to basically barricade off entire sections of large cities like Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, and so on. And they're just going to say, anybody left in there, you're on your own. Good luck. So you're going to see mass refugees coming out of those cities. But getting to my list, and of course, jump in at any time. I'll just keep going through the list. I'll try to get it in here. Prediction. These are 10 predictions of Omicron and what the regime is going to do based on these 10 predictions. Prediction number one, they're going to use this Omicron hysteria to reset everyone's vaccine passports all over the world. So if you took two shots, they're going to say, well, those don't count anymore. Now you have to take more, and they have to be the new ones. So it's another massive money tree to Big Pharma, hundreds of billions of dollars for the next vaccine, and you get injected with more spike protein. Prediction number two, it's going to be used to justify aggressive vaccine mandates. The courts will say, well, you no longer have any right to say no. Why? Because Omicron. Remember, it's a trigger word now. Omicron. It allows you to do anything. I guess, I'm saying this satirically, but I guess somebody could walk into a bank without any weapon whatsoever to do it like a bank robbery, just with an empty bag, and say, hey, fill up the bag with cash. And the cashier says, why? And they just say, Omicron, fill it up, right? Like, it's a trigger word now. It's crazy.
It's like open sesame or abracadabra.
Yeah, right. It's just beyond insane. Like, or the word mutations. Like, we're all supposed to say, mutations? Oh, what do you want us to do, boss? I mean, give me a break. Are we human beings or not? Prediction number three. The lying corporate media will blame the origins of Omicron on the unvaccinated, even though it's been found only so far in vaccinated people. They're going to blame it on unvaccinated. Number four, the cover story. Oh, I'm sorry. The Omicron variant is a cover story to explain away the antibody-dependent enhancement deaths that have already begun and will accelerate through this winter. Number five, this will be used to criminalize dissent against vaccines. So you've already seen Fauci saying, oh, if you criticize me, you criticize science. And as you covered, Alex, the CEO of Pfizer saying, oh, anybody who disagrees with me is a criminal. Well, they're laying the playing field for that. They're setting it up. They're going to call for people to be arrested. Number six, they're going to use this, the blue state governors, to justify more lockdowns leading to more economic collapse, which, again, will be blamed on Omicron instead of the failed policies of Joe Biden. Number seven, if they can push this hard enough, they'll either cancel the midterm elections or they will demand mail-in ballots all across the country, which, of course, is the playing field of total fraud by the Democrats. Prediction number 8. I mentioned this already on your show here. Every economic failure caused by the failed Biden regime will be blamed on Omicron. Oh, no, it's not money printing. It's not the devaluation of the currency. It's not the fact that Biden is shutting down oil pipelines. No, it's Omicron, right? And then prediction number 9, this is the big one. They're going to use this to try to justify door-to-door mandatory vaccines at gunpoint in America wherever they can get away with it. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do this in Texas, but they will try it in places like California, New York, and other liberal, you know, the state of Washington.
And by the way, it's already started in Australia and started in Germany, and they have all the big health officials saying, Merkel said last week, it's time to begin forced injections. Not just you can't leave your house, but we're coming to make you take it. Which, again, Mike, they want to trigger a civil war because they know the world economic system they built is collapsing. Their Ponzi schemes coming down. They want to get a war going to blame it on the civil war, the collapse, so they don't get the blame.
And remember, and you and I talked about this on the air months ago, they're putting these vaccine teams out as bait, hoping that some armed American ends up shooting in self-defense, and then they have a shooting war, they have a big news story, oh, the anti-vaxxers are armed and they're shooting at the healthcare workers, right? That's going to be the story. They're gonna try to Kyle Rittenhouse the whole country for, you know, for people just defending themselves against a violent weapon in a needle. You know, if a team breaks down your door and tries to assault you with a violent, deadly weapon that happens to be in a needle, I mean, self-defense, right? I mean, it's a basic human right. But number 10 is that Omicron won't be the last variant that they roll out. They're going to continue this as many times as they can get away with it for as long as we go along with it. We're in full-blown Ministry of Truth 1984 Orwellian mind control. We're our nation's caught up in a spell. And this is some kind of crazy black magic. By the way, the word Omicron, if you really break it down in Latin, Omi is very similar to Omni, which means the one, the powerful. And Cron at least has a partial root of crow, which is necrosis, which means tissue death. So
Cron is associated in Latin with death. Exactly. And Saturn. Exactly. Saturn, the Cron, Saturn.
Yeah, so what is a necromancer is a black magic, I don't know, some kind of spell weaver who works in the area of death and black magic. So, you could say omni-necrosis is the one and only tissue death. And that's what this is, if you were to play with it just a little bit there.
And then Fauci's name in Latin means the sickle. And then I looked it up directly, and that was associated first in Italy. And the Grim Reaper originally was first seen over 1,000 years ago as something that early Christians developed with a sickle. Fauci's family name means one who wields the sickle.
Yeah, I am not surprised. I mean, these are demons of death, and they're coming for humanity, and they've laid out the whole plan. And I think just what you and I have already covered here on the show has really put the blueprint out there for everybody to see what's coming next. It's very
Mike,
obvious.
You've done an incredible job. Do a few more minutes with us on the other side, naturalnews.com. Okay. I want to get into any other key points you want to make and what we can do as citizens to turn this around. And I've got some really positive news that I want to hit as well. Straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. And then Sunday Live, Owen Schroyer hosts Sunday Live, but tonight it's going to be Christy Lee going to be hosting, and that is 6 to 8 p.m. And there's only 6 minutes of ads each hour for the local station. So it's a really powerful show. It's coming up right after this one.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get so sped up on air because there's just so many angles and so many stories and so many things to cover. And sometimes here on the Alex Jones Show, it sounds really scary and can make you feel desperate. But the globalists have launched these attacks. And so exposing them is the way to stop them. And if you just sit there and gullibly take whatever they say at face value, well, you're not going to know what's going on. It's not going to make sense. But if you know the plan, you'll be able to predict everything as it's going to happen, which we've been able to do. And not just myself, but so many other people. So the good news is, 20-something months ago, when Dr. Francis Boyle and myself and Mike Adams and a handful of others were on air saying it came out of a lab and it's designed for lockdowns and control, and then they're going to continue to bring the lockdowns in and then bring the lockdowns off over and over again, we had the documents, Operation Lockstep and other, but people still just couldn't believe it. Now you're living it. And that's why it's been important for us to stay on air as long as possible in the face of all these attacks. So the positive news here for everybody to know is this. They had Bill Gates as their main front man until about 8 months ago. They had to remove him, really, from the public eye because it was blown up their face. Klaus Schwab is a universally pretty much reviled person. People now, world leaders are talking everywhere. I played a high-level member of the Australian government coming out saying this is a Maoist communist takeover. This is all BS just earlier today on the first hour. So there is a big awakening happening. And the fact that people exposed Bill Gates and exposed his agenda and exposed how he'd taken over the major healthcare divisions of the world, well, now Pfizer's getting exposed. And he says he wants people arrested. The CEO of Pfizer says, arrest people that question me. And the former head of the CDC came out and said that. And the former head of the NIH. So they're all panicking. And they're saying, shut these people up because the truth is going to bring them down. They bit off more than they can chew. They thought they'd get away with this. But because the formula is understood, they're going to go down. So as negative as this all is, the good news is we know the enemy game plan. I want to get Mike's take on that in closing. But first, here's just a 1 minute long clip of an interview I did 15 days ago with General Flynn at a conference with Mike Adams in San Antonio with 5,000 people there to hear Mike and General Flynn speak. And I just got invited last minute, went down there and talked to them both. And General Flynn did an hour and a half interview with us where he laid out they're going to have a controlled depression using a new variant, and they're going to use this to divide the country. Okay? I shot another video on this Friday night about how I predicted it. But if you want to go to the original interview, it's 2 weeks old on band.video. But, yes, we found a new one, watch General Flynn predict Omicron variant, new lockdowns, and controlled economic depression. Here's part of that interview.
We're going to see an uptick in other aspects of the COVID. Okay, so we got the various variants. There might even be another form of a SARS that's imposed on the international system, right? And the international system, because their little plan with COVID didn't work because too many people, the world of the, what I call the digital warriors or the citizen journalists that are out there, they are fighting for the truth. And so the truth has been exposed about all the COVID tyranny that we are facing. So I think what we're going to see is potentially another type of virus that's imposed on the public. And I hope that that's not the case, but I've seen some indications of that in some of the statements by some of these global elite type of people.
And then he goes on to say again more about the controlled depression. See the full interview at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. All right, Mike Adams, your response to that. I mean, the good news is there's a lot of people know what's going on. There's a lot more than when you and I were saying what was going to happen almost 2 years ago. So that's got to really scare the globalist.
Well, General Flynn absolutely nails it right there, and he deserves credit for speaking that out publicly. And then, of course, it was just 2 weeks later now that Omicron has been launched. But I think what General Flynn is referring to and that we may yet see is an actual release of smallpox or Marburg or some weaponized form of Ebola or some other hemorrhagic fever virus that's in the Fauci freezer set, which is, a special set of freezers with hundreds of different cards that they can play on the world by just, accidentally releasing them. So,
by the way, I'm so glad when I asked you to come on yesterday, that's what I meant to ask you up front. They're hyping everywhere airborne Ebola or saying this is airborne Ebola to create incredible fear, even though the scientists that, quote, discover it say it's very mild. Who knows if it even exists? So they're always priming airborne Ebola, and you've really talked about that a lot.
Well, remember that in the EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA, Peter Daszak, they proposed DARPA funding for a skin-penetrating, aerosolized, toxic nanoparticle. So never forget, all of you watching, never forget that they have mechanisms. This comes out of the DARPA proposal, which DARPA rejected, by the way. DARPA did not fund this. But the technology exists to aerosolize these skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles so they can release them, Alex, on the cities, which I believe in retrospect is what happened in New York City in February of 2020. I don't think that was COVID. I think they released with a series of drones or low-flying planes or something else. I think they released aerosolized toxic nanoparticles that went into people's skin and made them sick. And that's what set off the entire COVID hysteria in America. So they can do it again. They have the technology.
Mike Adams, thank you so much for all the time today. Your excellent article is at naturalnews.com. There's so much more going on. And you're always working on a bunch of other stories. What's the next shoe to drop over at Natural News?
Well, we've got a surprise coming for you in studio, working with some other very high level individuals. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it involves lab equipment and so on, and we're working through that and trying to get it packaged and ready for an InfoWars exclusive release. So that's something that's in the works, and of course we'll keep in touch with you and your crew about that. In the meantime, my message to everyone is, if you have an opportunity to get prepared right now, take that opportunity. They're going to make 2022 the year from hell. I mean, that's what's coming. It's going to be way worse than 2021. I'm sad to say, and I think we win on the other side of this, but we're going to go through a very dark time in the next year. So we need to be ready for that psychologically and spiritually.
I totally agree with you. I mean, just 100%.
That's where we are. There's no question about it. The American people are going to win this. They cannot destroy the American spirit. They can maybe destroy the U.S. economy for a short period of time. They can destroy, you know, elections. They can destroy a lot of things, but they can't break the American spirit. So we have to rebuild the real America in the aftermath of this engineered collapse. That's the goal. And we have the spirit to do it. We have the knowledge, the know-how, the resilience, everything. Alex, they've turned us into really tough people. We are determined people, all of us, your listeners, the Patriots, people like General Flynn and many others. We are extremely determined. We've already been through the ringer, and we can do much more moving ahead. So we're not stopping. We're gonna get America back, and we're gonna rebuild it in the vision of our founding fathers and on Christian principles upon which it was founded.
I totally agree. God bless you, and it's good to be in the front lines with you, Mike. I sleep good at night knowing you're there. Mike Addis, thank you. Something I didn't get to that I'll have to cover tomorrow. I mean, look at this hysteria. COVID-struck Czech president appoints new prime minister from inside a glass box. It goes on to say that he'd been in the hospital for a month with COVID, so he wasn't even infectious, but they still put him in a plastic box on TV to create hysteria. They're all creating this hysteria everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. This is just absolute crap. This is what they're told to do by the PR firms. Meanwhile, it's the vaccines that are killing people, and the numbers are now out. Roger Stone's going to be with us tomorrow on the weekday show. Big New York Post headline. Roger Stone says FBI is acting like Biden's personal Gestapo. Absolutely. We'll be discussing that with a bunch of big developments and more and how they're planning to frame us for January 6th. We'll be discussing it all. Anybody that stands up for the Republic is under attack. Separately, there's only a couple days left. It will end on December 1st because we're selling out a lot of these products. Free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And here's the good news. Super high quality multivitamin mineral with amino acids. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months. Back in stock, 40% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's something that adults should take, children, old people, folks with brown skin particularly don't get as much sun, so you've got really low vitamin D levels. This is essential, always essential, but particularly in this day and age. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Prostaguard, so good for your prostate, but also your whole body and all of your glands and immune system. It's back in stock, 50% off. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. All new Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste. It's discounted as well. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, both the powder and the liquid, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, that's the Rolls-Royce for your DNA and your mitochondria in your cells. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your prayers and keeping us on air. Every day can be our last, though, in this insane climate. I mean, the New World Order is making its move. Knowing about it and saying no to it has a good chance of beating them, but if we roll over, we're dead. All right. That's it for me. Christy Lee's coming in for Owen Schroyer in Sunday Live, and she's got a ton to cover. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.